What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It is Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Kong toy. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for 24/7. Maybe you've gone down, download us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher. Not iTunes. Your favorite podcasting app.
Yes.
Stitcher, Spotify, et cetera, right. Et cetera.
Not iTunes.
However you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, the Corona be Corona-ing.
Oh, I know. It's great.
And
well, we don't know.
Worst case scenario that we thought of.
Yes.
About 3.5 years ago.
Yes.
When we were all like, imagine when the big disaster hits the fan and this idiot is in charge.
Why is this the big disaster? I mean, it could be Ebola, dude. What if Ebola's next?
Oh, right.
What if we're bleeding
we
out
still
our
got
eyeballs?
Time.
I know. We got lots of time.
On that cheery note, thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to join us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING.
Yay.
And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon or going to our webpage at crabdiving.com and click on the banner there.
Yes, please.
Or
please
whatever
do that.
You enjoy there.
Oh, yes. What do you enjoy there? What do you like the best?
Well, Google Ads are on there, so it's it's whatever you've been looking at.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's creepy.
It is a little creepy. I saw somebody who,
what's up? Oh,
yeah, that means the whole beginning was echoey. Sorry about that.
That's why they like us. Right.
There's a button here that we have because of our hobbled together sound system.
Hobbled?
Well, it's not the best way to. I've got it hooked up.
I bet it is. Our show sounds great.
Yeah, but I shouldn't have to press that button.
I know, but I know you shouldn't have to press
the
button.
We need a second board, a smaller board, which to mix the.
I have lots of friends that have podcasts. I do not have lots of friends that have podcasts that sound good. That's all I'm saying. Hobbled together, maybe. I don't know.
Regardless, if you ever hear us, if you ever hear the drops echoing, that's what.
Irregardless.
That is.
Yes.
Not a word.
I know.
I've
learned that.
Let's see. Oh, my name's Patrick Vau.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I was watching MSNBC with my mother this morning. And I'm sorry, Mom. I just had a fit. I was just like, why are we allowing this fuckhead to just fuck us? There has to be. I didn't say. I'm paraphrasing, but there must be. We just can't accept this. So really, it's vote blue or impeachment. That's it. That's all we have. Or the 25th Amendment, right?
Right, but that would require some of his cabinet to pull their lips off of his penis wrinkles and vote against him to remove him.
I propose this. I want to take our forefathers off our fucking money and anything else. Because fuck them. This is a shitty thing you set up. Look at us. Look at us. How is this Constitution saving us right now? What's it doing?
Over to the commie pinko liberal HuffPo. Oh, great. Picture of Governor
Andrew Cuomo.
Andrew Cuomo of New York.
Barbara Wawa.
And the headline says, New York City suburb, containment zone, National Guard sent in.
Here we go. Here we go, baby. Call in ICE. We're containing all the brown people.
New York's governor announced today that he is sending in the National Guard into a New York City suburb to help fight what is believed to be the nation's biggest cluster of coronavirus cases.
Ooh, that sucks. So wait, so now there's an area in New York State where there's a bunch of army dudes hanging out, not letting anybody leave.
The move came, I don't know what they're doing. I haven't gotten to that part yet. The move came as health authorities contended with alarming concentrations of the disease on both sides of the country. Ugh. Scattered cases in between. Schools, house of worship, large gathering places will be shuttered for 2 weeks in the containment area.
Isn't that going to piss God centered, off?
Centered in New Rochelle. Oh, that's where Dick Van Dyke lived.
Oh.
I think. If I'm getting my ancient TV comedies right. I think it was Dick Van Dyke.
Well, you know what? I can message one of his relatives and tell you because I am 1 degree away from Dick Van Dyke. So isn't that something?
His sister or his wife.
Yes. And hey, and if you're listening, John, I miss you. Come to Florida and do some comedy, catch some Corona.
The troops will scrub surfaces, deliver food to the zone. So they're not locking people in, which extends a mile in all directions from a point near a synagogue connected to some of the cases.
Yeah.
Cuomo said it's a dramatic action.
He's laughing at the dog,
not the synagogue.
None of this is funny. This is all fucking horrible.
Cuomo said it's a dramatic action, but it is the largest cluster of cases in the country. The numbers are going up unabated. And we do need a special public health strategy, he said. Oh, that's a novel thinking.
Unabated just means it's going up a fuck ton. Like there's nothing stopping it.
Yes.
Right?
Oh. New Rochelle is at center of an outbreak of 108 cases in Westchester County out of 173 statewide. So
that's a lot.
I mean, it's a lot in that area.
Shit.
New York City has 36 cases, while its population is more than 100 times that of New Rochelle. Just wait. Wait a couple weeks, y'all.
Well, yeah. God, did you hear Inslee? The guy that he ran?
Oh, in Washington?
You know he ran for president?
He did. He was the guy who ran 100% on climate.
I got to tell you, listening to Jay Inslee made me sad. Because I'm listening to him, and I'm like, well, yeah, I don't know. Washington State has a plan. They bought a hotel. They're going to put people in it to...
Despite the pushback from the federal government and the CDC.
Right. You wouldn't think...
Battling.
Right.
Battling the feds. Did you see the story? I don't know. This is probably not a headline, but did you see the story about the CDC wanted to put out a warning to people over 60?
Oh, yeah.
Not to travel.
Not to fly, right?
And the White House said no.
Yeah.
Don't say that. Don't put that out there.
Did you see how upset Rachel Maddow was about that? That made me nervous.
I didn't see it, no.
Oh, my God, dude. It looked like she was going to cry. She kept pointing to the graphic on the screen. She was like, this is the problem. This is what we've all been worried about. Like he's ignoring the safety of our country. What does he think? Does he think by, not I don't know, does he think he's going to improve his... election re-election chances by pretending that the coronavirus isn't as bad as it fucking
is?
Jesus Christ,
that's
dude.
It he's worried about his how it's gonna affect his re-election. 0.0 concern of any other human dying. Doesn't care if millions die as long as it doesn't get out.
I'm gonna go get her thing.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you a question while you're gone so you won't laugh at me. Okay, don't laugh at this question. Does he care more about the coronavirus or the markets? Come on, he laughed. You probably couldn't hear, but he did laugh at me. Well, he cares more about the markets?
Of course.
Oh, my God.
That's all he talks about.
They are calling out the National Guard in some place in New York because it's too much of this fucking corona. It's serious.
It's a Democrat hoax, Ryan. How dare you?
I just said it's serious. And
it's fake.
Serious just came on.
Or the Siri.
That's creepy. I saw a story about a guy who was talking about something that he had never talked about, never searched online or anything.
Yeah.
It was just like yogurt. I don't know what it was, but he had a conversation with somebody about something obscure. And the next time he logged in, the webpage showed up and Google Ads showed him that.
Oh my
that
God.
Thing. So he thinks his phone was listening to him.
I don't know. That doesn't sound, I mean, it sounds, it's crazy, but that's not right. Tinfoil hat department.
No,
I mean,
not at all. Especially if you have like fucking Alexa or Cortana or whatever the hell these digital assistants are.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That you talk to. They're Cortana. Listening to everything you fucking say.
What is that?
It's like that's Microsoft's version.
Oh, boy, that sounds like it sucks, Microsoft. Microsoft's damn, Bill Gates.
Assistant.
Yeah.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo, the Drudge Repo, ERT.
Yes.
Is, Italy quarantine. They got 7 headlines over at the Drudge.
Right.
Italy quarantines entire country. New York deploys National Guard. Seattle readies crackdown. Stocks swoon. Trump feels heat. Struggles to calm nation.
I mean,
only 6,563 Americans tested? Question mark.
Oh my God.
There's so many stories. I got to quit jumping the gun here because I have all these stories in the spreadsheet. Yeah, yeah. But the story that he held back the CDC from like producing their own. And now there's some private company that he used to hold stock in.
Yes.
That I'm sure Trump Organization has stock in, that he wants them to sell the tests.
God.
Now.
God. How does he even think about that? Someone must get in his ear from Mar-a-Lago,
what about here
right?
in Florida?
Yeah. It's this fucking gravity, man. They got the gravity way too high in Florida. Just saying.
I'll be right back.
Oh, okay.
Spilled a little bit of coffee.
Well, first of all, I'm sad Jay Inslee is not my governor. Because my governor, Ron DeRacis, I have 0.0 confidence in him or the weird-looking bat boy guy we have as our senator. And I have no confidence in Matt Gaetz. Why the fuck was Matt Gaetz, not that it matters, not that we have a real president, why the fuck was Matt Gaetz allowed to be near our fucking president on a fucking airplane? When we know the elderly, he didn't know?
He was at CPAC with typhoid moron at CPAC. Apparently there was a guy running around CPAC who's tested positive. Now all the loonies at CPAC are pissed.
Yes.
And that's what all these like Meadows is self.
Oh, right. Self-quarantine.
Self-quarantine. A couple of the other ones. Who's that ass fuck in the.
Louis Gohmert decided against.
The head of the. Who's the leader in the.
Ted Cruz?
Not Meadows.
McCarthy.
Yeah, yeah. But these guys were at CPAC.
Yeah.
That's how they got infected. And you know, Trump's got to be losing his shit.
Oh, absolutely.
If Matt Gaetz, you know, when he found out Matt Gaetz was on that plane. And we got the story that Matt Gaetz was self-quarantining in a different part of the plane. I'm sure Trump didn't say, eject him. Send him out. Are there any parachutes?
Well,
eject him.
Do you remember, though, when the Ebola thing happened?
Yeah.
And he was adamant about...
Yeah, well, that was the black president.
Right. Oh, that's true. Gosh. Boy, how do I forget racism? How do I forget racism? Oh, dude, I'm sorry. God, that sucks.
Ow.
Hey, throat hurts, man.
I have a sore throat. It's not corona.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I wasn't... Mm-hmm. Nobody has corona in here. Not even the dog.
Yeah.
Can the dog get corona?
Yes.
No.
No, I saw that story last week a dog tested positive for corona, so they're not sure if dogs can carry or transmit. Or
what's it like with a dog? I mean, is it serious?
Well, it may not affect it. It might just be a carrier.
Oh, okay.
it gets it. Its immune system says, it doesn't bother me, but jeez, it can still spread it, maybe.
What an evil virus using the vehicle of a cute little doggy.
Those are the, you know, I mean, I don't know. What, there's just a million headlines, all these different places that are fucked right now.
Yeah.
Worldwide, the news is
pretty fucking grim.
It's just all corona.
Yeah.
Part of one of my jobs is, you know, pulling news.
Right.
And
is this making your job harder? Because it's like, you got
to
find.
Well, yeah. Yeah. One of my clients I'm supposed to find is, let's say the airline industry.
Oh,
the airline industry.
Well, they must be loving this shit.
Imagine that there are any stories out there about anything else but corona going on. So it's a little difficult to find coverage.
This reminds me, I don't want to ask this question because it's financial related. I hate shit like that. But Carnival Cruise Line has suspended trading of their stock or some shit like that because it was you know, going down. So how can they do that? I mean,
they can just pull it off the temporarily halt trading on the exchange.
What if I
make a phone call?
Carnival and this.
Well, you're fucked. You want them to stop trading right now, so it holds at the price that it was at.
So
you're already fucked if you've been holding Carnival stock for the past couple of weeks. Yeah. Along with the rest of the market, you're fucked. So you might as well ride it out now and wait for a bounce, hopefully.
Are people buying low on shit like that, like hotels and shit, and they think it's going to go up?
Yeah, I see all in the market stuff about, this is going to be an amazing bounce.
What? So people just look at the planet like that, right? They look at the planet. And
greedy
like,
fuck twunts, yeah.
They're like, God, I can make some money off this heat wave or this corona or whatever the fuck.
I saw YouTube, Facebook, I think even Google have suspended advertising for masks for anything because people are taking advantage and taking advantage of shortages and jacking up the price. For a mere $100, we'll sell you a couple of masks.
But that's illegal. You're not allowed to price gouge, right?
Well, they're going after them. I'm sure there's plenty of Republicans out there who would not want that.
It's a free market.
Right, it's a fair market. They're just taking advantage of it.
Oh, yeah. The corona. There's a pan-fucking-demic up in this bitch. God, guys.
I'm very sad about Italy. It's probably, after this is over, it'll be really cheap to travel to Italy.
Well, I
shops and restaurants closed. Hundreds of flights were canceled. Streets emptied across Italy on Tuesday.
Oh, wee wee.
The first day of an unprecedented nationwide lockdown.
Damn.
Imposed to slow Europe's worst outbreak of the coronavirus.
Oh, that's so horrible.
Just hours after the new restrictions came into force, health authorities there announced the death toll had jumped by 168 to 631, the largest rise in absolute numbers since the contagion came to light on February 21st.
This is going to sound like, I hate to ask this, but I'm sure the Pope has made an announcement to all the priests that they may want to cease molesting children because they might catch the coronavirus. Fucking horrible priests. spread it.
In California, passengers from the coronavirus-stricken Grand Princess...
No, is that the ship?
...were allowed off the vessel, walked to a bottom of a ramp, where masked officials in yellow protective gear, blue plastic gloves, took their temperature, and led them to a tent for more screening before they lined up to board a bus.
How was that cruise? Did you guys have a good time? What the fuck?
Well, wait till this headline.
Why? But why off?
This is at...
Why offload the, this is going to sound mean, but like, why offload that cruise ship? Why don't you bring medical shit onto that cruise
miserable.
Ship? You're on the Princess Cruise Line. Yeah, after the corona, you can gamble. There's bars.
Oh, I'm sure that's all open. I'm sure all of the employees are eager to put up with your fat, sweaty, coughing self.
Oh my God. Imagine all of a sudden now all these asshole passengers, they don't have any money. There's no booze. They're out of whatever drugs they smuggled on that boat up their asshole. Now they got corona.
The Daily Beast says the cruise ship industry is reeling The outbreak has made basic fundamentals of the business medically inadvisable, to the point that the State Department issued a warning to U.S. travelers, chief among them the elderly, to stop taking cruise ships until the threat has passed. And yet, even as thousands of people have found themselves stuck on ocean liners,
shut the fuck up,
in close confines with others suffering from the deadly virus, not everyone is ready to bag their cruise ship getaway.
I don't believe you.
Indeed.
I don't believe you.
While some shudder at the prospect of enduring severe flu-like symptoms and a 14-day quarantine, others see the vacation deal of a lifetime
materializing
before their eyes.
I got to tell you, when I went on that Carnival cruise line with my two buddies, there was a moment where I was in, I only did this once. I just had to pee, man. And these horrible bathrooms they have off the hallways, on the way to the bar or on the way to the where you eat. Yeah, they're packed. Just people, and some of the people wash their hands and whatever the fuck. And I remember, remember peeing there. And it's like,
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Yeah, I don't know. It's Christopher Hansen was in there. He was practicing.
I don't know why Chris Hansen is.
They were doing this
thing. Nabbing pedos on a cruise ship.
Guy, could you imagine? This email, let me read this to you. I'd love to go on a cruise ship with you. I've got a bag full of Zimas and 47 condoms.
I'm on the Lido deck.
Yeah.
This says, Kenny Hooman.
Yes.
33-year-old lawyer from Kentucky.
Fuck you.
Deal seeker.
Yeah.
5 days ago, in the heart of the coronavirus scare, he decided to purchase a Carnival cruise ship. Leaving New Orleans in May for a venture through the Western Caribbean.
Yes.
Or Caribbean, however you say it. Okay. Whatever your preference.
Right.
He doesn't believe the coronavirus is a hoax. He doesn't think fears are overhyped. His girlfriend tried to convince him it was a bad idea, but in the end, the price, $400 per ticket, when you count taxes and cancellation insurance, is just too damn good, he said.
For how long?
Fourteen days
for 400. This is fascinating to me because this is this guy.
Oh no, it doesn't say.
Oh shit!
How many days?
Hey, journalist. Find out how long and how much. It's painfully interesting to me. What is the deal?
I just have this natural inclination to buy low on things. My girlfriend does think I'm crazy, but she's reluctantly on board. No pun intended.
You're going to get her sick and she could croak because of your dumb fucking ass. What does this guy think? He's going to end up, you fucking idiot.
He said to the Daily Beast reporter, I do have to admit, though, that your interest in wanting to speak with me does give me some dads.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, everyone, you're the most interesting person on the planet. I can't imagine.
Ben Stoltz, a sophomore at Florida State University, is set to go on a cruise to Mexico this week with four of his college friends. His ticket was $500, and rather than eat the fee, he's hoping, in his words, to hit the sweet spot, traveling somewhere that hasn't been hit with the coronavirus yet.
You dumb fucking fuck. Number one, hey, what's his name? What is this dickhead's
name? Ben.
Ben, let me offer some advice. You go to the registrar's office at where's he going? Florida University, West Florida?
FSU.
FSU. You go there, and you demand your money back. Because they did you a disservice. You're stupid as shit. You're stupid as shit. And they aren't teaching you anything there. You're an idiot. God. Who the fuck is going on a cruise? I mean,
stop licking the windowsill.
What are you doing? I don't understand.
Not Ryan. The dog's licking the windowsill.
Shelby. That's my thing. I mean, don't lick anything. It's got corona all over the fucking place.
She doesn't care.
She didn't know.
She eats shit.
Would you go on a cruise, Shelby? Fuck yeah. Oh, she'd love that.
Do they allow dogs on cruises?
She'd love that buffet, man. She'd love that buffet.
What if you have a service animal?
You know, I think she would have fun on the cruise. I think it might be tough for the owner. I think it might be tough. Because it's like, especially if These idiots, did they not read any of the horror stories from the other cruises, from the other cruise lines?
Well, they're gambling. This guy, just in case he misses the window, Ben bought a P100 respirator face mask along with a deck of cards and Cards Against Humanity to pass the time if he's quarantined. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon if you want to buy Cards Against Humanity. A very fun, very irreverent, sick and wrong card game.
You know,
he would have stocked up on hand sanitizer, but he said the local Target was sold out.
Ugh. Great. There's a recipe for hand sanitizer. Someone posted it on Facebook. It's tea tree oil, I don't know, some aloe vera, some alcohol. Mix that together in a plastic bottle, shake it up, put it on your hands, and go on your cruise, dumb fuck. You dumb fuck!
Oh, well, this guy's crazy.
This
retired French professor David Lee, 78.
Oh, my God.
Is planning to fly to Peru in early April before boarding a boat down the Amazon River.
The Amazon? Jeez. Snakes there. Oh, my God. You have to... Fuck that. So I'm going down the boat, the middle of the jungle. The one place I feel like I would be safe in this fucking jungle would be the fucking boat, but that's not true. There's corona. There's snakes in the water, and there's shit in the woods that will fucking kill your ass. You're fucked. What a horrible fucking trip. What the fuck? You know, and by the way, I'm going to go host the comedy show tonight. In a well-ventilated bar, by the way. Well-ventilated. It's very clean there. Everything's fine. Everything is just fucking fine. Good, good, good. Jesus Christ.
So it's just a bunch more people in this story at the Daily Beast who are going to brave it.
Yeah. Our Cajun friend, you know, we're talking about my comedy friend.
Yes.
He told me that Cajuns are immune, and then he also said, what is...
Well, he wants to go base jumping.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, he's not worried.
So, I mean...
He's got the sniffles. You know, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Well, yeah.
Base jumping?
Right.
That is fake fucking news.
He said he has no plans to do it now, but he wants to go... He's getting into rock climbing, and he just thinks that's the natural progression for himself.
That's not a natural... There's nothing natural about... Climbing, I'm going to climb all the way up a mountain, which, by the way, is dicey and dangerous. Once I get up the mountain, I'm not going to climb down. Guess what? I'm going to jump off of the fucking mountain.
Get one of those bat suits. Did you ever see that shit?
They have to have.
Those are amazing.
But that's what they have to have. I think, well, yeah. Isn't that the deal? Like, you jump.
Well, no, you can jump off with just a parachute. Yeah.
God, you know, people, I will tell you the people that resent base jumpers. Anyone that had to eject from their airplane
my dad was a paratrooper. He was like, it's not fun. I don't know why people think it's fun.
Did he have a problem with skydivers and shit like that? Because he had
Well, yeah. He was like, he didn't understand.
It's stupid, right?
He was like, I never liked it.
It's stupid. Who was this guy who was telling me? He's like, I got my girlfriend to a skydiving trip. We're doing a couple skydiving trips or some shit like that, and I had to talk her into it. I was like, you talked to someone.
He hates his girlfriend.
Yeah, you don't care about her. You have no feelings for her. You're talking someone into jumping out of an airplane. You don't care about them. Unless the airplane's on fire and you don't have a fucking choice. God. What do you think's more dangerous? Skydiving or going on this dumb fucking boat down the Amazon to Peru in the middle of this outbreak and being 78 years old? That dog's more dangerous.
There we go. It's just a bunch of stories of these people.
Yeah.
She thought, this guy says, she thought if she just keeps enough alcohol in her system, it'll ward off the germs. So I got her some Lysol wipes and the all you can drink package.
People drink Lysol though, don't they? Because it has alcohol in it, right? I've heard that. People will drink Lysol. That's crazy. The colloidal silver, no help, right? That's all bullshit.
That is all bullshit.
Imagine if... God.
Although Alex Jones is going to need the money now.
Oh, yeah.
Pulled over for DUI and arrested.
It's a DWI. What is that?
It's Texas. Driving while intoxicated.
Oh.
It's different in different parts of the nation. There's OWI and
what
some...
What is that?
Operating while intoxicated.
It's DUIs, dickhead. Just change it.
OUI, I've seen. It depends. operating under the influence.
We're special.
Every state seems to
have
its own feel.
Right, right. God, I feel like my face is hot. It's like this. I bet there's a thing where people getting symptoms and they're not having it, but they feel like they are because it's the only thing we're talking about.
Right, or you just get a cold, like me. And
I didn't want to. You don't have corona. I didn't mean to say that. You know, I mean, all I said.
Well, I don't
you.
Think I have corona.
Well, no.
Although I did have a fever.
I just said you had a sore throat.
Well, I do have a fever and a sore throat.
Sore throat has nothing to do with corona. Corona is respiratory, right?
That's not true. Corona.
That's not what Trump said.
Corona. You can get a sore throat from corona. So maybe I have it.
I think
I feel better today.
Well,
so if I had it and it's I'm done with it, then that's great. I think it was just a shitty fucking cold or something that turned into a headache, which is
right.
All roads lead to headache for me. So
that sucks. But now you can go on a cruise because you've already had it.
Well, that's not necessarily true either, because weren't they saying that there were reinfection possibilities? Yeah.
I was talking to the owner of this venue where I do comedy shows, and he suggested that we just have to make it to the summer until the hot weather kills off the germs or some shit like that. And that's fake news too, right? We don't know.
Well, that's not sure. That works with a lot of the seasonal flus, but it doesn't necessarily mean that this virus is going to follow that pattern.
Yeah,
it may. Trump's certainly hoping it will.
CoronaCast 2020.
YouTube is, I think I told you, they're de-emphasizing corona videos, right, and corona podcasts and all that stuff because people taking advantage.
They're just driving traffic to links and writing bullshit articles about corona to get you to click on their Amazon link, right?
Right.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of.
But I don't know if they're probably selling that shit on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Masks and wipes. Masks don't do shit, right? They don't do anything.
I don't know that it's necessarily that preventive. I mean, you don't want people coughing on you or sneezing on you, but...
In general, you don't.
I think it's worse if it's not like on a surface and, you know, you touch the surface and then touch your face, touch your eyes or things like that.
God, I hate that shit. Everybody's running around with all this sanitizer. They're not using the sanitizer right. You got to let it sit on your hands for 30 seconds.
Oh, for God's sake.
You do, or it doesn't work. Somebody told me that. Trump did.
So that's the headline over at the Daily Beast. Meet the insane people who are...
I don't want to meet them.
Still planning cruise ship vacations,
it says. To these young kids in college, you dumb fucks, do you have parents? Do you have grandparents? Do you have people in your life that you don't give a fuck that you're going to infect them? You fuck.
I wonder if Trump's going to cancel his next Nuremberg rally. Biden and Sanders have both canceled rallies now.
Okay. Well, good.
But Trump was resisting. People were saying you're going to have to cancel these rallies. He's like, no.
That's crazy. I mean, that is like, why would he not cancel those fucking things? It's just a bunch of people, a lot of people getting together in a room and yelling and I don't know. It's just like a lot of close contact.
This is also at the Daily Beast.
Yes.
You can see his mugshot.
Right. Alex Jones.
Prominent right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is arrested early this morning.
Oh, shit.
On charges of driving while intoxicated.
Damn!
Jeez. Host of the Austin, Texas-based InfoWars conspiracy theory outlet, they say here.
Jeez.
Has become a prominent force on the fringe right. He was, well, was. Was arrested... fringe. On a Class B misdemeanor DWI charge.
Yes.
In Travis County. He was booked at Travis County Jail.
Right.
In Austin at 12:37 a.m. and was released on bond at 4:11 a.m.
Jeez. Wow. Do you think when he was sitting and holding, anybody recognized him? Hey, I bought colloidal silver from you. It didn't do shit.
An article at InfoWars is claiming Jones was, quote, caught up in a Travis County DWI dragnet after being pulled over for speeding.
Ah, you dumb fuck.
In the story, he said he had been drinking a small amount of sake at a Japanese restaurant.
Oh, how irritating is this dickhead?
But an arrest affidavit filed in court paints a different picture. According to the report, Jones's wife called the sheriff's department Monday night to report a family disturbance between her and Jones.
Oh, shit.
And his wife added that he possibly had been drinking.
Wait, are they divorced? They're divorced, right?
No, the current wife.
Oh, his current wife. Wow, Alex. Jeez. Sounds like somebody's heading to
the affidavit
divorce.
Says,
number two,
the disturbance now was only verbal, but earlier in the day, it, quote, was physical.
Oh, shit. Well,
on the way to Jones's home, a sheriff's deputy saw a car matching the description of Jones's car and pulled him over. Jones had, quote, a strong odor of alcohol coming from his person.
Oh, shit.
He said he had drank, oh my God, a bottle of sake. That's not a little bit of sake. Sake is brutal.
And a bottle of any liquor isn't a little
it's
bit.
A lot, yeah.
Sake, oh, gross. Was
I just drank a bottle of whiskey.
Could you imagine? You go to this nice Japanese restaurant in Austin. You're like, I'm going to have a nice evening. I'm going to have some sushi. Maybe I'll have some sake. I want to chill out. All of a sudden, this lunatic barbarian rolls in. You know, getting wasted on sake. You know, I don't know. I'm sure he was acting up. Ruins the atmosphere.
According to the affidavit, Jones's eyes were, quote, watery and glassy with constricted pupils. Oh, there may be something else going on there.
Oh, shit.
Something a little nose candy-ish.
Right.
Adds that the host was excited, talkative, and carefree.
Ha 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 ha. He probably what does he have to pay for this the Sandy Hook defamation thing? How much is that? Like a fuck ton.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't remember what this
is probably like, oh, who cares?
Jones told the officer he got in an argument with his wife at a Japanese restaurant and had later walked home. He said he and his wife got into an argument while eating dinner. He ended up walking home from the restaurant. God, how old are these people? He swayed back and forth during the interview. And later allegedly failed the walk and turn sobriety test.
Wow. The walk and turn. Somebody obviously was never in show choir back in the day. Anybody can do the walk and turn.
He said on his show that he blew under the legal limit of 0.08. But according to the affidavit, he was at 0.079, so 1/100th below the limit. But Texas law allows for a driver to be charged with DWI even if they're under the limit if they're considered to be impaired.
But that's not the limit. Wow.
This isn't the first time he's been linked to drinking and driving. In a December New York Times story, a former InfoWars staffer described Jones driving while drinking out of a Dixie cup that smelled like vodka and paint thinner.
That's crazy. Oh my God.
As the head of InfoWars, he's still facing multiple lawsuits from families who lost children in Sandy Hook.
I gotta do a work call right now. I'm having a thing. I'm sorry.
Ryan has a work call, everybody.
Oh, fuck me.
Also in the news, don't forget crabdiving.com/Amazon, where all the cool kids hang out and buy shit. We do have, I mentioned Bernie and Biden canceled their Ohio rallies due to the virus fears. But today could be the end of the primary race, basically, because if Joe Biden kind of sweeps the states today, if that were to happen, then I think he might have it mathematically in the bag. Then we got to deal with the inevitable fallout from the Russian trolls and the actual real live Bernie bros.
I don't know how much of them are real, but there are enough real ones out there that they're enough of a factor to be a pain in the ass. They'll face off today in Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Washington, Idaho, and North Dakota. The second largest round of consecutive voting thus far after Super Tuesday. Michigan is the biggest prize of the night with 125 delegates there up for grabs. And Michigan is also considered one of the big battleground states in the general against Trump, because Michigan was one of those states that Trump won by, you know, a whisper thin margin to put him over the Electoral College. Shelby, he'll be back. In 2016, Bernie Sanders won Michigan's primary, however, against Madam Secretary. And we'll see what goes on there. A poll from the Detroit Free Press may cause some concern for Sanders because it's putting Biden ahead by 24 points. That's not a good sign for Bernie. The second largest state is Washington State today, has 89 delegates up for grabs. They're worried that the turnout could be low because Washington State is one of the states that are hardest hit so far by the coronavirus. So they're worried that people may be staying home instead of going out to vote today. So we shall see what the numbers are like there. Illinois officials are expecting a spike in early voting ahead of the March 17th primary. Our primary here in Florida is also on the 17th. Next Tuesday, the Sanders said over the weekend that he's assessing whether to cancel major public events. Total Tuesday primaries, all six primaries offer 352 delegates. And nearly one half of all the delegates will have been awarded when all is said and done today. So we shall see. What's going on? If he sweeps the majority, Biden sweeps the majority today, he will widen his currently narrow lead over Sanders. They're saying a decisive showing today for either candidate will start to put pressure on the other one to drop out as the race heads to the convention in Milwaukee in July. Other than Biden and Sanders, let's not forget that Tulsi Gabbard has refused to drop out of the race despite having virtually no path to the nomination. She's still running, so you can still go out and vote for Tulsi, y'all. Work on your Russian. Biden today also got the endorsement of Senator Cory Booker, former candidate himself. Cory Booker said in a statement, "Joe Biden won't only win, he'll show there's more that unites us than divides us. He'll restore honor to the Oval Office and tackle our most pressing challenges." If you recall, Cory Booker was one of the more reach across the aisle, kumbaya type in the primary, as opposed to the give him hell, fuck Trump type. The Kamala Harris also endorsed Joe Biden over the weekend. I think they canceled this Detroit rally, but they were supposed to show up at the next rally on the next rally next Monday with Booker and Harris were supposed to show up to support Joe Biden. Let's see. Sanders got a endorsement over the weekend from the Reverend Jesse Jackson, which could help him with more African American voters. And everyone is still waiting on Elizabeth Warren to see whether she will offer any kind of endorsement. She didn't today before this primary. So we shall see what she ends up doing. She's got, you know, the Sanders's policies. But she, during the race, seemed to tack a little bit more towards the center as far as getting things done and not wanting to accept the name or the mantle of socialist. She proclaims herself a proud capitalist, but it's got to be fair capitalism. So that's what's going on there. The go out and vote today if you're in any of those states, if you can, or any of the other states. If you, I think it's probably too late for us, but if you're in any of those states where you can mail in your votes or something like that, that may be a way to do it. But we'll see what happens today. If either candidate, like I said, runs the table, then that will put pressure on the other guy to start thinking about dropping out so that we can unify the party and not go into a massive slugfest.
Ooh, yes.
Going into the convention in July.
Right. That Americans do that massive slugfest so well, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's our thing. We love slugging it out for no good fucking reason. What's up? What do you got on your hands?
I scratched a scratch on my leg.
Oh, okay.
And now there's just blood running down my leg like I got shot.
Right. Nobody got shot here.
The
my God, is work the?
What's going on?
Nothing. We all of a sudden this the where I work is offering this seminar on how to navigate your business through a pandemic.
Oh well, there you go. Speaking of capitalizing on
it, sucks. The seminar is so affordable. We're getting tons of orders.
Oh really?
It sucks. Please. Oh. Raise the price. I'm begging you.
Is this a webinar?
Yeah.
Oh.
You want to do a webinar?
No.
Okay.
We do one every 2 to 4 p.m. Every fucking weekday.
Yeah, that's true. We're webinar as fuck.
So there you go. We'll see what happens today in the big, not quite a Super Tuesday.
Super.
Slightly less than Super Tuesday
today. Yeah, it's you know, it's funny. I remember when Obama was running for president.
Who?
Obama. Do you remember him?
It's really hard.
You don't remember Michelle Obama, the first lady? I'm trying to remember what her project was. I don't think it was a B-Best tennis pavilion.
Doesn't she have a penis? Wasn't that the thing that they say?
Big fat cock. You can see the bulge. And Alex Jones even said, if you remember, he even said that in photos, you can see flies around Obama's head because he is the spawn of Satan or the
demon.
Devil. A demon, right.
It's a sign of a demon.
Right. But the spawn of Satan is a demon, right? It's the same fucking thing.
I guess. I mean,
probably not to lunatics.
No. Well, what if it's one of the princes of hell?
Oh.
Are they just plain old demons or, you know?
Shit, man. I don't fucking know.
Also in the news,
we've
got
Corona.
Well, here's Trump proving
Jesus
that he really is just concerned about the country and what's going on.
He really sounds like extra stupid lately, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, he's losing it. I think he's really losing it more than regular. Like some of the reports are like that even. He may be figuring out he's way over his head.
Jeez. Well,
but he'll never admit it. He'll let the country, literally everyone, die.
Donald.
Before he admits that he fucked up.
Mr. President, listen to me. I swear to God, I don't know if you listen to the Crab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, podcasting app. You can quit anytime. You're allowed to resign if you're president, right? You can resign.
Sure, Nixon.
Dude. Resign. I know you're not happy.
Pence?
I don't know. Him too. Maybe they'll both resign.
Is it going to be any better?
No. Well,
I
don't fucking know.
Donald Trump today.
Yes.
Told Republicans
Ooh.
In the Senate that he wants a payroll tax holiday. Get this. Through November. Through the election, so that taxes don't go back up before voters decide whether to return him to office.
God, but no. He said the payroll tax would offer some relief with this coronavirus, which doesn't make any fucking sense.
Correct.
Because if I'm in the service industry and I can't go to work, then I don't get paid. So the payroll tax, it doesn't do dick. Am I understanding this right?
Yes.
That's what Stephanie Ruhle said.
Trump spoke to the Republicans at their weekly conference lunch. Those must be fun.
Oh, my God.
At the Capitol, as his administration is preparing a package of economic measures to combat the fallout from the coronavirus outbreak. But the administration does not have a particularly detailed plan.
No,
several
shit.
Republicans said, including Senator John Thune of South Dakota. Oh, until we have a little bit more of an idea of what's exactly they're asking for, it's hard to react quite yet, he said. So we don't know what they're asking for. So Trump's like, we want this money to go to the corona. And the senators are like, well, for what?
Testing kits?
They don't know.
Gloves?
No, they're not doing sanitizer? Testing kits. Trump wants that private company to do the testing
kits.
Oh,
my God. You know, if I was a governor or a legislator or whatever, I would drop whatever I'm doing and I would call up Jay Inslee and I was like, what are you doing? I'm going to do that. That guy really sounds like he has it going on.
Well, California, too. I mean, they're shutting right. shit down there, you know, despite Trump.
So, yeah, it's weird how in blue states, the leaders tend to give a flying fuck about their people. Give a fuck.
This is from where? This is NBC. We'll do this one.
Okay.
Trump administration officials double down. Oh no! Here, wrong story.
Right.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Sorry. Sorry.
The dog's pissed. She looked
sorry,
at you,
Shelby.
She wants a treat.
The number of tests, the slow release of test kits.
Yes.
It could be, it's a combination of that they want this one company to get it, but also they don't want people, Trump doesn't want people to know how bad it is.
Yeah. That, you know, to me, the disturbing thing about.
Because it's going to make him look bad.
Right. And that's exactly why he didn't want the CDC to say old people don't fly, right? That's why.
Right.
So what else
but
is it?
When does he wing mother's husband under the bus? Because you know that's going to be coming.
Yes, absolutely. I don't know.
But mother's husband is stupid, allegedly. Mother is not stupid.
Yeah.
She's the brains in that duo. And yes. They've got to be prepared. They know what this backstabbing
oh.
fuck is like. They're yeah. not, I can't believe that they're just going to sit there and gaze lovingly into Trump's, the
fuck
back of
no.
his head as he announces that he's removing Mike as vice president after his horrific mishandling of the coronavirus. And I'm having the lovely Nikki Haley, maybe Ivanka as my new
Ivanka.
Running mate.
Oh yeah. God. Jeez, it's just crazy.
He already tried blaming Obama.
Do you think
right for not having test kits prepared for a virus that didn't exist?
Right, and I don't know if this is germane to the motherfucking corona conversation, but did Trump not shut down a bunch of offices in our government that handle this kind of fucking bullshit?
Yeah.
Well, oh, good for the whole planet. The whole planet. God, what the fuck? Do you think Mike Pence's wife, it's Karen, right? Karen Pence. Will she be our first female president? And
no.
Is she coaching him? Like when he gets done with a press conference, did she say, okay, sit down. I got some notes.
For him?
Yeah.
Probably.
Shit.
We've got, we're still talking about corona.
Well, I mean, you know. It's kind of
the big story.
You know, it's you know what's weird is that The Ebola outbreak, big deal. Ebola, motherfucking Ebola. That's horrible. But I don't remember this kind of concern. It's not like people weren't concerned about Ebola.
Well, that's because we had one guy here who had Ebola.
But don't you, but we didn't feel like our president was lying to us.
No.
Listen, he told the CDC to not say anything about people flying, and that had to be leaked. What else is he being told that we're not being told? Why should we believe the death rate?
And then, of course, when you have Fox News.
Yes.
Still rimming Trump at every opportunity.
Well, you got to be careful with the rimming with this corona. Am I right?
One of the headlines over at Media Matters, this is no shock. Fox News reacted very differently to Ebola in 2014 than it has to coronavirus.
Oh, wow.
Golly gee willikers.
We just can't, you know, we can't have anything nice in this country because we're fuckheads. We're just fucking fuckheads, you know?
And it's all really starts at the top. It starts with Obama. And lots of bad things are happening to this country.
Obama has imported dangerous things into this country since he got there. He's imported socialism here. He's imported Ebola into America.
Jesse Waters.
That's Jesse Waters. That's what I thought.
The president should be cautious, safety first. But we're doing political correctness first.
Glenn Beck.
Fuck you.
This is a highlight reel over at Media Matters.
Fuck
of
you.
All the Republican scumwads losing their shit. That Obama, the Negro, wasn't handling the Ebola crisis.
And a lot of these guys are making fun of it.
And now
they're minimizing
when it is being disastrously mishandled and lied about. Oh, well, I can't believe the Democrats are creating this, making this political.
It is, though. It is, though.
Of course it is.
You have to politicize this because how else do we, I don't know how we fix this, actually. I don't know.
Well, we vote like motherfuckers in November.
Oh, my God. Please vote blue, you cunts!
It's not going well for him. I'm seeing a lot of articles that this finally, maybe it's going to take
a pandemic,
a virus killing some of their relatives for some of these morons. And I don't want that to happen. This is not a silver lining. This is horrific that this has to happen. But if some of these morons might finally come around that Trump doesn't have their best interest at heart.
If you're a Trumper and you're a representative and you're going back to your district and you're, how do you explain to your constituents that this guy that you suck off regularly is lying to you about the virus?
At the last Hay rally, they interviewing people in line. And there was a woman they interviewed on I think it was on The Daily Show.
Yes.
And he said, wait, you don't believe the coronavirus exists at all? And she said, no, I think it's a Democrat hoax.
And
he said, but President Trump just approved $8 billion.
Right.
To combat it.
The hoax.
Oh, I don't believe that.
He did, though.
Well,
he did.
You can't present facts to these people. It's pointless.
You know, the truth is, the fucking truth is, and nobody likes to hear this. It's sad these dumb fucks get to vote. They shouldn't be able to vote. They need a babysitter. They shouldn't. Voting is a responsibility. You can't just be a fucking idiot. I mean, that person needs a helper. I'm sorry.
Twitter, for the first time, flagged a video.
Yes.
As, I don't know if they said manipulated or fake news or whatever.
Right, right.
But it's a video.
Yes.
Put out by Trump.
Yeah.
By the Trump campaign of a deceptively edited speech by Joe Biden where it sounds like Joe Biden is praising Trump.
And it's not just a retweet. It's they actually produced the video and put it out.
I think. And now they're squealing that that Twitter is unfairly targeting.
But the video's bullshit.
Right.
See, this is the problem with the way Trump has been handled. No one ever wants to say he lied. He alternative facts. He misspoke. He's being counterfactual. He's lying.
And they've also found out that one of the main attacks they're going after Biden for is that he's senile. This is one of the official Trump things they're going to go after. Well, they went after Hillary that she was sick.
Oh yeah.
So Biden, look, there was a couple of people put together videos on the internet that are like, this is how Biden has talked for 35 years,
right?
For 40 years,
right?
He has a stutter, and he has gaffes, and he stops sometimes in mid sentence and says the wrong thing. That's what he kind of does. That's how his stutter affects him. That's how when he gets worked up and stuff, that's what happens.
So don't, you know,
so it's been happening. So, but now on Twitter, he mispronounces something and they're like, Joe today trending from the bots and the Trumpies was Biden cognitive decline.
Well, that is
and
why
it's not true.
And you know what, dude, that you bring up a good point. That is why Bernie needs to drop out. He needs to drop out.
Well, if because Uncle Joe sweeps today, then there's going to be a lot of pressure on Bernie to drop out.
Because I see it online, and it's not bots. It's people, you know, saying why they like their candidate and why they like Bernie and why Biden sucks, right? And it's not like it's a shitty thing. It's not like I disagree with what they're saying, but it doesn't help. I mean, we are in the middle of a pandemic. We desperately need to get this guy out of office. Right?
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Oh, good news? Breaking news?
Yes.
Matt Gaetz has tested negative for the coronavirus.
I'm sorry.
But we'll continue his self-imposed 14-day self-quarantine. Can we make it like 14 years or something?
Right.
Phil Ayer, EHR, is his probably opponent. You know, Phil Ayer has an opponent in the primary.
Oh,
we talked about that. I don't know who this. It's a woman. I don't know who she is. She has no Twitter,
right?
No Facebook.
Yes.
I just don't get it. But so Phil Ayer, probably the presumptive nominee for Congress here.
You know, this area is just so fucking stupid. No offense. If you're listening to this show and you're in Pensacola, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the dumb fucks. You know. These people are dumb, man. What the fuck?
A lot of Jesus, a lot of
Jesus.
I just saw on the walk this morning with the intern that a house I walk by all the time that usually has some little something going on in the corner.
Right. Oh yeah.
Remember the Smurf house they had that one time? You know which house I'm talking about?
I like that one.
The house that has the two signs on the front porch that are like, we have guns here.
Right.
don't come in or
Ooh.
Prepare to be shot if you're not, right. well, if you weren't invited here, that kind of welcoming kind of shit.
Thoughts and prayers.
But no more little Smurf village that they had in the corner there. Now it's some sculpture of a kneeling soldier kneeling in front of a cross.
Wow. Well,
I hope they haven't lost anybody in combat.
Yeah. Gosh.
Why
couldn't you have both?
But they're way into Jesus here.
Right. They really are. And you can't. So now are people going to go to church and shit?
Manipulated media is what Twitter designated the fake video.
Ooh.
The Trump campaign has now sent a scathing letter.
Damn.
To Twitter's leadership after the platform took the unprecedented step of labeling one of its videos manipulated media.
But it is.
The Trumpies are whining that that Biden's team has uploaded its own quote doctored and deceptively edited video. I'm sure I don't even know what they're talking about, but I'm sure it's just something Trump said.
Yeah.
And it's not edited or taken out of context.
But that is,
you don't need to.
God, see, we're in bizarro world. No one journalists for the most part have only recently started saying this motherfucker's lying, that he's lying. And then you get shit for just reporting what he says, right?
The confrontation began this weekend when Trump communications director Dan Scavino, scum bucket, tweeted an edited version of a Biden speech in which the former VP appears to deliver a muddled, inadvertent endorsement of Trump. Scavino's clip, which the president reposted.
Oh, yeah.
Did not alter any of Biden's words, but cut off before the end of his sentence at a rally in St. Louis. Conservatives called the video an obvious attempt to highlight Biden's verbal gaffes and said nobody could reasonably mistake it for a Biden endorsement.
God, this is crazy. I mean, the general election hasn't even fucking started.
It appears that many people employed by big tech corporations in Silicon Valley are assisting the Biden campaign by instituting a special Biden protection rule. God, these conservatives are the biggest
whiny
piss babies I have ever seen in history. It's amazing. Just what whiners, these little sad white men. This is the overwhelming.
Yes.
Sorry, white dudes. I'm a white dude. Ryan's a white dude.
Yeah.
There are decent ones out there. But these conservative ones.
Fuck you.
Have real issues with masculinity issues.
Yes.
And they're just mentally ill.
And what I can't, you know, I am having a hard time going out and not mentioning to people butter emails, you motherfuckers. Butter motherfucking emails. We are in the middle of a pandemic that if you listen to Trump, he sounds insane. The markets have to be fucked partially because it sounds like America has no plan for this. We have no fucking plan.
Well, right.
And
everything's fine, Ryan.
And I want to go up to these MAGA fuckfaces and say, hey, MAGA fuckface, honestly, look me in the eye and tell me you don't wish Hillary Clinton was in charge of handling this pandemic, you fuck. Right? Would she have done a better job? Yes or no?
Well, yeah, Shelby would have done a better job at this pandemic than Trump.
Good girl. Good girl. It's a nightmare. It's stupid.
So, I mean, there you go. They're going to cheat. They're going to lie. They're going to put up fake edited videos, all this stuff. And then they're going to squeal bloody murder that they're being persecuted when they're called out on it. That's the Republican scumbag MO.
And this is why Bernie needs to stop. Bernie needs to stop. And all these Democrats that ran the primary, it is time to go in there. It's Braveheart. It's Braveheart. You know what I mean? Get your bullshit.
Freedom.
Yeah.
Power.
Go get these motherfuckers.
Yeah. Power.
Was that way? Is that Paula White?
It's my Paula White.
Power.
My throat's a little sore. I can't.
Yeah, man.
I can't do it.
But don't you think it is time? Listen, Democrats, stop it. Stop attacking each other. Trump is the fucking enemy. Go get him. It's nuts. Oh.
We've got
dumb fucks. God.
Hmm?
I got if I read one more negative post from a Bernie person about a Biden person or vice versa, it's like, shut up. Stop it. Say something bad about Trump. We do it all the time.
Thoughts and prayers,
yes,
are warranted.
Ooh.
He's probably still reeling from his fifth or sixth place primary loss for Congress. But George Papadopoulos, Trump shithead who was caught lying to Congress, did like a week or 2 weeks in jail or some shit like that, and then came out Trumpier than ever, decided he was going to go full maggot and run on the deep state. Framed him and lied and it's really Ukraine and Hillary they should be looking at, the whole nine yards.
California, right?
And got his ass handed to
him. But he got like 1,400 votes. That's
out of thousands and thousands and thousands. No, he's in fifth place.
I mean,
half of them are probably Papadopoulos's. It's probably his relatives.
If I said to you, I need you to go out and find 1,500 people that would vote for Papadopoulos as a rep. You have
here?
Yeah. No, in California.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, go to Orange County or go to go up north to
that's true.
To
Baker's
crazy land.
Some shit like that. No offense.
Well, this is what garbage people these people are.
Yes.
That this was taken to Twitter.
Okay.
Remember he's got that kind of Russian model looking wife. that a lot of the speculation was that she was an actual Russian agent that was sent to pretend that she was in love with him and wanted to fuck him and married him. And
you're getting played, you dumb fuck.
Or she's Italian.
Oh, okay.
Simona Mangiante.
Oh, oui, oui.
Married Poopy Doopy in 2018 after he had already pleaded guilty to making false statements to the FBI.
Okay.
But check out this tweet last night.
Yes.
From Simona Mangiante.
Mangiante.
The wife of George Poopy Doopy.
That's hard to spell. Simona.
Officially divorcing at George Papa 19 after the months of abuses and ultimately the huge disrespect he showed this morning in his podcast. I am tired of him and playing his wife. He is a monster.
Oh, shit. Damn, George. You got divorced over something you said in your dumb fucking podcast? Oh, my God. What, Simona Mangiante?
But you take to Twitter for this shit. What kind of an asshole takes to Twitter for your personal problems like this?
It sounds like these people are assholes.
Mentally ill.
Yes.
And then there's a whole, they're trolling him over. I'm reading it from Raw Story. There's like 20 tweets that Poopy Doopy put out about how much we're in love.
Shit.
Lawyer, actress, model, former legal advisor to the European Parliament.
Okay.
Fashion segment contributor.
Wow.
For some show.
Yes.
That's her official Twitter.
Okay.
That's her Twitter.
Simona what?
Mangiante.
Yeah, that is a hard name.
Officially divorcing after months of abuses.
Jeez.
Garbage people.
Right.
Garbage people.
Wow. I don't want to sound like Chris Matthews or anything.
Come closer to the camera. Come closer.
Jeez.
Oh, wait. She's changed her mind.
On Twitter?
I just read. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Regrettably, out of anger, I said some things that were untrue about my husband, George Papadopoulos, yesterday. We are a young married couple who has been through many difficult days, as you're aware. It has not been easy adjusting. Social media is not the best place to air our disagreements. Do you think so, you moron?
You announced your divorce on Twitter,
right? Oh, she changed her mind.
Oh,
I apologize to him, and now to you. I love him deeply and dearly, and I know he loves me too. To assist us in working things out, we have both agreed to enter into counseling.
Oh,
they're
God.
Doomed. Keep us in your prayers.
Hey, make sure you recant your divorce announcement on all platforms. On Snapchat with the deer horns or the antlers, you know what I'm talking about? You can put little bunny ears.
Yes.
On your face. Do that. You know. Instagram. All of them.
So there you go. Trouble in paradise.
God.
He's a monster after months of abuses.
Yeah. I mean, God, she.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Simona Mangiante.
Listen, I hope you guys can work it out. And I don't know. Do you think it was because Poopa Duplas had his ass handed to him in the election? And she's like, I don't know. Do you think that had something to do with it? Or do you think?
I think they're garbage people.
So
garbage people attract garbage people, and they're morons. They're assholes.
He said something. Now I want to know what he said on his fucking podcast that pissed her off.
You can't make me listen to any of the Poopy
Doopy. He has a podcast?
Podcast.
What? You're George Papadopoulos is famous for getting drunk at that dinner and spewing some intelligence in somebody.
Starting the Mueller, the whole deal. Partially beginning the entire deal.
Okay, because Poopa Duplis's, words at dinner, Christopher Steele dossier, right?
Yes.
They both exist separately, but confirm the same bullshit, right? Not bullshit, but, you know, the story.
Right.
Yeah. Good job, dickhead. Jeez.
Do you know what Willis Towers Watson is?
I don't know what that is. Or who that is. Is it a person?
It's being sold to mega conglomerate Aon, A-O-N.
Is it Bruce Willis?
So it may now be the Aon Towers or something?
Is it the tower? Fuck off. But the tower from Die Hard?
No, the Sears Tower in Chicago. It used to, we all call it Sears. All us Chicagoans, it will always be the Sears Tower. It's just, that's what it is.
Right.
Fuck you, Willis Towers. Yeah. I don't care if you bought it and want to rename it. It's the Sears Tower. It's like buying Mount Rushmore and saying, I'm changing the name to Trump Land.
Yeah, AT&T Rushmore. I feel so stupid. I thought that maybe the towers from the Die Hard movie. Do you remember Die Hard with Alan Rickman and Bruce Willis?
Sure.
I thought maybe that those, the building
Alan Rickman.
Yeah, he's dead, man.
Makes me sad. Yeah.
I thought maybe that Bruce Willis made the building so famous from the movie, they named it after him. And then, I don't know. That's so stupid. That's not the case. Sears Tower. I saw somebody climb up that fucking thing with plungers on their hands one day when I was temping in Chicago.
Is it Obama practicing for when he planted the bugs in Trump Tower?
God, this fucking guy. God, who does that shit?
Yeah.
That's stupid, too. You can't do that. That's dumb.
I've read interviews with some of those guys, and they say that the police in Europe are much nicer about things like this. When it happens. I mean, they arrest him, but they're all like, oh, that was really cool. Very good job, but we have to arrest you, Saudi.
What if they fall? And I'm walking around?
I mean, don't fall on me.
Yeah, or anybody.
You see Jolton Joe told somebody they're full of shit today?
No, that's great.
Some guy was going after him about his gun record or something.
Oh, shit.
He was at some Chrysler plant in Michigan.
Yes.
Meeting with members of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers when one man confronted him about his views on gun control.
Okay.
The guy said, you are actively trying to end our Second Amendment right and take away our guns. Biden looked at him and said, you're full of shit.
Thank you. Good. There we go. There we go.
I support the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment, just like right now, if you yelled fire, that's not free speech. And from the very beginning, I have a shotgun. I have a 20 gauge, a 12 gauge, my son's hunt. Guess what? You're not allowed to own any weapon. I'm not taking you're allowed to own any weapon. I'm not taking your gun away at all.
Jeez, I wish it was different, but that's good.
The man cited viral videos surrounding his claim that Biden is against the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
He said, I never said that. I did not say that. It's a viral video like the other ones they're putting out that are simply a lie.
You know, Bernie is against allowing us to sue the gun industry. Is that true? I saw that.
Ooh, Biden threatened to beat him up. The guy said, this is not okay, all right? And Biden said, don't tell me that, pile, or I'm going to go outside with your ass.
Hell yeah!
The guy said, you're working for me, man. And Biden said, I'm not working for you. Don't be such a horse's ass.
Oh, God. You could have said something better there, but I like the sentiment. Horse's ass. What did you say? He's full of malarkey. God. Call him a
good. Yeah. You know, that guy was probably a plant.
Oh, yes.
Probably some maggot fool who was like, I'm going to go confront Biden.
Shit.
But it's gun.
Shit. Yeah. And this is the whole.
And this is what they deserve, these people.
Right. But this is going to be their plan, right?
Everything. They're going to lie. Biden wants to take away all your guns. He hates Second Amendment. So Biden's for open borders.
Right.
When he's. Find me a Democrat that says I'm for open borders. One.
I don't know.
You can't.
The thing is, though, I'm not even going to consider it. Rome is on fire. We are burning. We are burning. Let's get someone else in office other than this wacko. Anybody. You know? God.
Is this real?
I don't know.
An unexpectedly good piece of news on the coronavirus.
Corona.
McDonald's is saying that any worker at any of their corporate locations will be taken care of if they are ill.
Oh, at their corporate locations.
I don't know. I don't know what their affiliate. I think most McDonald's are corporate owned. I could be wrong. I don't think they're franchised out as big as some of the companies are.
But McDonald's, I don't know the fast food industry, but I assume they have to have a building with a bunch of cubes and shit in it where people crunch numbers and do bullshit, right?
Well, Hamburger U, yeah, yeah.
So I
also, have you ever been to Hamburger U up in
Chicago?
Yeah, yeah, I did a couple industrials there.
Got
that was one of my first industrials after I graduated with my shiny theater degree.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at myself in the mirror in a McDonald's costume and saying, oh, dear God.
At least you booked it.
Well, yeah,
you booked it. That's good. I had an audition at McDonald's, and I fucking sucked. I fucking shit the bed for some fucking reason. But I think what they mean are the people that push paper.
No.
No.
Oh,
okay.
McDonald's says they have decided to pay any worker in any corporate-owned store.
Oh, okay.
That ends up in quarantine due to COVID-19. Those workers already accrue up to 5 paid sick days per year. 5 paid sick days.
That's insane. That's crazy.
But the same can't be said for all workers in franchised McDonald's restaurants. So there you go. So,
Jesus. God, you know, when you said it was good, and I'm not poo-pooing this good news. It is good news. I thought it was going to be, the good news was, is this real? We figured out the coronavirus. We fixed it. It's not that.
On Wednesday, VP Mike Pence gave a coronavirus briefing where he said insurance companies would be paying for the coronavirus test, but reporters then demanded to know what would happen to the 30 million plus Americans who have no health insurance. Pence scooted out of the briefing room and an aide turned around and yelled at the reporter for shouting the question.
Yeah.
You shouldn't yell. Maybe if you don't yell. And you know who that... It doesn't say here, but I remember the story. You know the asshole who turned around and said, you shouldn't yell the question?
Who?
The wife.
Oh.
Of Stephen Miller.
Oh. Oh!
So it shows...
He just got married.
...what vermin she is.
He just got married, yes. Right? You know, this coronavirus... Let me understand something. Let's say I go to eat, and the person brings me my food, and they have corona somewhere. The corona gets on the food, and then I eat it, and then I have corona, right?
Well, I mean, not if they're, are they touching your food? Why are they touching your food?
Preparing the food. There's not, but what I'm saying is, this very,
I mean, if they're scooping fries out of this the fry thing and dumping it in a thing, they're not touching anything.
Right. Okay.
So I mean, if they're assembling your burger, those would be the people in the back.
Right. I'm just saying, like, even if it gets, like, the corona's airborne, right? It can land on a surface, and it can live there by 9 minutes. I learned this in a bar last night. It can live there for 9 minutes until, and then it's done. So the corona could get on the bag or something, and then now I have it. Is that bullshit?
I guess. I am.
Nah, whatever. But you're right. We're all going to get this bullshit. It's all fucked.
God. I mean, I hate to keep going with Corona, but
hey, man.
But listen, Trump. This is insane. The socialism stuff. I hope the messaging gets out really well about. Not that Bernie's probably going to be the nominee, first the farmers.
Yes,
Trump fucks the farmers with his tariffs, and then says we're going to bail you out.
Yes.
Socialism.
Right. That's absolutely. Well, it's psycho socialism because, like, why do that? Why fuck it up and then fix it and take credit?
And then he wants credit for both. He wants credit for the tariffs that are forcing the evil Chinese to their knees. And he wants credit for helping the great farmers of America. Don't worry. I've got your back. I'm helping you.
Does he not understand? We died.
No, he doesn't understand
it because we talked about that. He doesn't understand the tariffs, right? Or he's lying.
No. He and Trumpists called 45 doesn't understand it. They still think. I saw some comments today about that story that the money's coming from the tariffs that the Chinese are paying.
We're paying it though,
consumers.
Right.
It's the importers who invariably pass the extra costs on to the consumers. They raise their prices.
So let me understand something, just so we're clear. If there's any Trumpalos listening, Trump did something that made our food more expensive, meaning you have to pay more money than you used to, even when the black person was president, right?
Yes.
Do you guys understand, you fucks?
Well, now critics... are there was a report in the Washington Post.
Yes.
White House likely to pursue federal aid for shale companies hit by oil shock in the coronavirus downturn.
Oh, shit.
Fracking.
Right.
He wants to bail out the frackers.
Right, because...
who should be being closed and shut down.
Right, yeah.
As we try to transition to more sustainable, cleaner energy. But no, the greed fucks still see a lot of money under the ground.
Fuck these greed fucks. You know, in the way I understand fracking is it's a small margin, right? You're not making a fuck ton of money.
Right now, because gas the gas prices are going down. Yeah.
Right. Well, can't we see this as an opportunity to put these lunatics out of business or something?
The White House is strongly considering pushing federal assistance for oil and natural gas producers hit by plummeting oil prices amidst the coronavirus outbreaks as industry officials close to the administration clamor for help. Oh, help us!
But fracking is not natural gas, right? That's different. It's oil.
Both.
Okay.
I think you can frack natural gas and...
why don't we just not have it anymore?
I think it's mostly the oil shit, but... Trump has touted the growth of oil and natural gas production under his administration. Nothing to be proud of.
Right. Yeah, that's not good.
But many oil and gas firms were hammered Monday by the price war that broke out between Saudi Arabia and Russia, driving oil prices down in their steepest one-day drop in almost 30 years.
So Saudi Arabia is hurting us, right?
And Russia.
Right, okay.
White House officials are alarmed at the prospect that numerous shale companies, many of them deep in debt, could be driven out of business. Oh, if the downturn in oil prices turns into a prolonged crisis for the industry. The federal assistance is likely to take form of low-interest government loans. Remember how they screamed when Obama bailed out the car companies?
Right. Yes, because...
which did work, by the way.
Yeah. But this seems like... maybe I just don't understand, but this to me seems like a way where capitalism actually helps us, because something that's horrible for the environment is being made irrelevant, right? If it's not profitable, then it goes away.
Not in capitalist earth.
Yeah,
because they have all the power and the money and the lobbyists and billions of dollars of invested in owning politicians around the world.
Well, and you know, feel free to quote me on this. That's not fair. God.
Even major oil companies are threatened by the oil price slump. Oh, well, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Oh, no. Occidental Petroleum slashed its dividend to 11 cents a share, Ryan. What? They're only making 11 cents a share this quarter.
Oh, it's so sad. Why don't you pollute the environment more? Why don't you fill the Gulf with more petroleum, motherfuckers? My God. These fucking oil spills all over the fucking place.
One of the company's hardest hit is Continental Resources, founded by Harold Hamm, a Trump supporter and advisor to the president on energy issues. It lost more than half its market value Monday. Oh, thoughts and prayers again. It did recover about 8% by midday Tuesday. I don't know where it's at. We're closed today yet. Hamm owns 77% personal stake in the company. His stake. He personally lost $2 billion in value.
I mean, are we supposed to feel bad?
Yeah, who fucking cares?
Fuck you,
holy
man.
Shit.
We all know this shit's bad, right?
You're destroying the world with your greed, literally. The world through your greed. And we're supposed to care about your $2 billion loss, you ham cunt?
Ham cunt. And listen, I'm going to go back in time. Scott Pruitt, do you remember him?
Sure.
He was the EPA. And before that, he was Arkansas's something or
Oklahoma?
Other.
Oklahoma?
Oh, yeah. So it's weird you get these southern states mixed up. That he actually told the EPA to quit looking into fracking.
But as in like trying to regulate it. He wants more fracking. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He didn't want people to do any research to figure
despite
out.
Despite the earthquakes.
Why we have earthquakes?
And there was a spate of earthquakes in fucking Oklahoma last week again. 100%.
Not related to fracking.
100%.
Oh, bullshit.
Related to fracking.
Bullshit, leftist. God. We're so dumb. Fucking dumb. Get this great planet. Now we're made. I don't know. How do people figure this out? I don't understand. How does somebody figure out a way to make earthquakes happen where they weren't, where there was no earthquakes? How do you skull fuck the planet that hard?
Ham said, I don't want to prescribe what the president would or shouldn't do. He's very capable of handling this situation.
Yeah.
But Ham does want to discuss the number of jobs at stake and how this could jeopardize those jobs and the economies in producing states and communities across America. Well, you know, he's got a point, which is why every fucking Democrat and part of the Green New Deal is that we invest a lot of our money that we're going to get from milking rich fucks like you to get to pay what you should be paying, Ham, to pay for retraining people who have been working in the oil and shale and coal industries.
Because we don't have a choice.
Exactly.
We don't have a choice. Listen, Mars is not a possibility. I know a lot of people think we can go to Mars. You can do what do they do in the alien movies with they put these scrubbers that take all the bad shit out of the atmosphere so you can actually breathe it, right?
Terraforming.
Thank you. I couldn't remember.
Terraforming.
Whatever the fuck. Are we there yet?
Oh, no.
So we have to take care of this planet, fuckers.
God. Mike Summers, CEO of the American Petroleum Institute. I'm sure
a
wonderful
yourself.
Dude.
Yes.
He said that the oil and gas industry is not seeking a bailout.
Okay.
We believe in the free market system and will advocate for policies that support a level playing field. I don't know what that means.
A level playing field? We don't need a level playing
field. You haven't,
yeah.
Tell me the oil company has wanted a level playing field. The oil industry ever wanted a level playing field.
You know, I imagine if you talk to somebody that, a scientist, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Right.
Shelby, listen.
Republicans.
We need a scientist. If you ask the scientist, What do we need to do to save the planet? They would probably say stop the oil industry or something like that, right?
They said that, yeah, like 20 years ago, sure.
So we don't need a level playing field. We need to have the upper hand so we can make these cunts not kill the planet.
And the playing field hasn't been level.
Right.
It's been tilted ridiculously in favor of fossil fuel industry worldwide. Russia would be nothing without oil. That's all he's got. That's all Putin has.
Yeah.
It's all Russia produces.
That's it.
And their economy is less than that of Texas.
Right. Well, they Vladimir Putin probably needs to pay more taxes. Jeez.
What?
You know
what would be great? I'll let you host it. You moderate a debate between Hunter Biden and myself.
Is this Gates?
Trump Jr.
Oh!
Trump Jr. wants to have a debate with Hunter Biden.
Why?
Why are you debating anyone?
Yeah.
Trump Jr. What? Who are you? Who are you? You drizzled out of the end of Trump's cock.
Yeah.
Who are you?
You know, and he was someone that Donald didn't believe in. Donald Trump didn't want
still
to name,
doesn't believe
didn't
him.
Want to name him Don Jr.
Right.
Ivana made him.
And every book that has come out just about, whenever they mention Don Jr., they talk about how Trump says he's an idiot.
Yeah. He got that one thing right. Your son is an idiot. God.
Don Jr.
What a fuck. See, Democrats, we gotta you gotta put on your reality pants or something. And like, these fuckers aren't going anywhere. We've heard rumors that Donald Don Jr. wants to be the mayor, governor in New York, right? We've heard that. Why am That's I seeing stories
hilarious.
That Ivanka wants to be president someday? They aren't leaving. They are not leaving, motherfuckers. Quit arguing with Joe Biden and Bernie. Fucking go get these fuckers. Trump's a fucking enemy.
Meanwhile, this other article points out that, you know, Trump trying to slash these payroll taxes. You know what is funded by payroll taxes? Social Security. So he's going after, in a way, Social Security. Because he's going to say, look, there's no money. There's no money coming into Social Security. We have to slash this.
But wait. People paid into that.
Well,
that's their money.
Yeah, pay half of payroll taxes.
And it's not an entitlement.
If your employer pays half, you pay half.
Yeah. So what the fuck? People pay into that.
Absolutely.
You can't touch. I thought Al Gore said he was going to put it in a lockbox. I remember that. The one thing from his fucking campaign. Then the alien Gonzalez shit. The lockbox.
Well, and Trump is saying, Trump was tweeting, I think he tweeted yesterday, Joe Biden's going to cut your Social Security, but he just won't know it.
What do you mean? He sleepwalks?
Well, in other words, he's gonna put together policies that are gonna end up.
Oh, I see. Hey,
or Donald, whatever.
Donald
because Trump.
Trump
knows that he's the one, and the Republicans are the ones that want to cut Social Security, and have been. They've had a hard on for Social Security for decades.
This is a nightmare. We're in a nightmare. This must end.
This is the dystopian nightmare we all underestimated with Trump.
Right. I believe somewhere in a drawer in her desk, Nancy Pelosi has a yellow legal pad, and she has a plan. She has a fucking plan or something that is out of the box that will save us from this. There has to be somebody doing something like that, right? Because the tools we have just aren't going to be good enough. They're not going to be good enough.
Well, we just got to win the election, bigly.
Yeah.
Oh, oops. I tweeted the wrong thing. I just sent you a message. I sent the wrong thing. Ignore that. I wanted to send you a picture
of
that I had found that you can use as a promo later.
Oh, what is it?
It's a MAGA hat that got run over.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, end of an error.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's good.
Make America great again.
Right.
I just saw that on the Twitter. Tweet us during the show, everyone, at Crab Diving, or anytime.
What us?
Holy shit, look at the time.
Oh, it's, check out our Instagram.
It's the all-corona show.
Oh, check out the Instagram story today on Crab Diving. I put a nice video up.
I guess I'll have to check out Instagram.
My brother power washed my mom's sidewalk, and you saw the picture, but I didn't realize he.
I didn't see it. I don't know what you're talking about.
He power washed the side. You know, all the sidewalk looks new and clean except this one section where he left it all dirty, except for crabdiving.com.
That's cool.
It's really cool. But I did a really nice video. It's a perfect video.
He didn't leave a giant penis or anything. Just did crabdiving.com.
I don't think so.
Also news today, a statement from a senior administration official in the Trump administration.
Okay.
Quote, the president has declined the invitation to attend Russia's Victory Day celebration.
What is that? What is Victory?
It's their 4th of July.
Okay.
Putin invited Trump.
Yeah.
You know he wanted to go.
Oh, yeah.
Why
didn't he go?
I don't know. They might think it doesn't look good.
And what's going on with Corona in Russia, right? Nobody really knows, probably. Just like here. Nobody really knows.
That's part of the problem.
See, we look at Iran and we're like, oh man, it's so fucked up over there. We don't know how fucked up it is here, right? We really don't.
We haven't, we've 6,000 tests we've done.
And explain something to me.
Saw a couple in, I forget where they're at, Carolina or something, that were like, they were in Italy or whatever. I don't know where they got it, but they were pretty sure they had Corona. And they were like, you got to test us. You got to test us. You got to test us. Finally, they tested them after days and days and days. Guess what?
They had Corona.
Positive.
Wow. I don't know. I don't know, man. I mean.
Yeah, God. We're fucked. It's just gonna it's gonna be a big old disaster.
I think maybe, you know, there's a show. Kiefer Sutherland was in a show called
24.
And there's a season. I talked about the season, and the president got in over his head, and he called the last president in to bail his ass out. You know, we are facing a pandemic.
Is that the guy we met at the?
Yes,
at the, he was awesome. Yeah.
He's that guy when he acts. I remember we had TiVo at the time. When he acts, you put that shit on slow motion. You don't miss one facial expression
right.
from that motherfucker because he is Greek theater.
He
all
was
over
the kind of Nixon-y looking guy.
He was great.
Yeah, he was amazing.
What's his name? What?
I'll look it up.
But listen, Trump. I know you hate Obama because he's black. You really hate Obama because he handed you your asshole in that correspondence dinner in 2012.
Yeah.
Reach out to him. Ask him what he would do.
That's not gonna.
Well, don't reach out. You know, but
look. Don't tell. Hello, Barack. Don't tell anybody.
Are we not gonna have a cards on the table moment?
I'm on my princess phone.
Yes.
That I usually talk to Vlad.
Right. You know what I mean? You're not gonna have a card. We're not gonna have a moment where Trump's like, I can't do this anymore. Get Obama here. I hate this. I just want to go back to the West. We can have executive time.
No.
God.
I did see some horrible people commenting about how maybe Matt Gaetz will be our ultimate savior.
Oh, yeah. Why? He's going to.
He might have given Trump the corona.
Oh, yeah.
That's awful.
Right.
We don't agree with that at all.
And he doesn't. Matt Gaetz doesn't have corona, right?
He's testing negative.
You know.
But.
Yeah.
You could still apparently buy colloidal silver.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
From Jim Baker, even though.
Yes.
We had the state of New York, right?
Right.
That, sent him a cease and desist letter.
Right.
To stop making these claims about this colloidal silver bullshit.
With the corona.
With the corona.
What? Why that?
Well, now.
Okay.
The Attorney General of Missouri has filed an actual lawsuit.
Damn!
Against Jim Baker
you
and his
fuck.
Show.
You dumb fuck. You dumb fuck.
The Eric Schmidt, Missouri Attorney General, announced his office has filed a lawsuit against Jim Baker and Morningside Church Productions, Inc. for misrepresentations about the effectiveness of silver solution as a treatment for the 2019 novel coronavirus COVID-19.
Bad
according
news, Lori.
To a press release.
Bad news, Lori Baker. Jim ain't going to be able to afford all those Xannies. Bad news.
This influenza that is now circling the globe, you're saying that silver solution would be effective.
Well, let's say it hasn't been tested on this strain of the coronavirus, but it's been tested on other strains
yeah.
of the coronavirus and has been able to eliminate it within 12 hours.
Yeah.
God, these dumbasses. But it's not influenza, right? Why are they calling it that?
I mean, you know, it's...
It's a respiratory thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like MERS and SARS are coronaviruses.
Oh, God. Oh, that MERS, man. Oh, God. Somebody caught that at a gym I used to go to in L.A.
Oh, MERS is a bad one. That's like one-third death rate.
Ugh.
That's the real bad one. But not as transmittable as SARS or the other ones.
We don't know the death rate, though, for this guy, right? For this corona, really.
Not yet, because everybody's lying.
They're lying. They're lying.
And you know, we don't know what's going on with China. I saw reports that when China was like, hey, everything's slowing down, and other people are like, it is not. Whistleblowers in China are like, no.
I mean, that's the issue, right? Because we have a lot of people like Trump. We have Duterte. We have the...
Iran.
Yes. Yes. They're lying. They could be lying about this.
Yes.
North
Korea. You think we're going to get the actual... Well, nobody... travels to and from North Korea.
Yeah.
So they may be the only ones that survive.
Yeah, I guess. That, yeah. They're quarantined. I mean, the whole country's quarantined
per
se. I mean, you know.
50 years.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Well, I just had a horrible thought and I forgot it. That's so great.
So there you go. Jim Baker has now an actual lawsuit.
You know, what worries me is that this corona will continue. And like Inslee says, that the numbers, they double, right? Or they increase exponentially, right? Mm-hmm. Is that a good way to, okay. So eventually other industries are going to be affected. Food industry, energy. Well,
everything. They're shutting shit down. If people are put on quarantine, I'm seeing all these tech corporations and stuff are implementing all this work from home stuff now all of a sudden.
I just want to know something, and I want this to be taken seriously because I am fucking serious about this. Are we gonna run out of weed? Are we gonna run out of weed?
Of weed? Never. I can't imagine.
I mean, yeah, right. There's no way that's gonna be a thing. I don't even like to say it out loud because like that's bullshit. Fuck that. Fuck that. You can't run out of weed.
The FDA, by the way, and the FTC. Yesterday,
yeah,
also ordered an immediate cease and desist.
Oh yeah,
to the Jim Baker Show for making false claims about the coronavirus.
What's confusing about that? Why are they now? Because this motherfucker claimed that you could cure chlamydia with it, right? With the colloidal silver, other STDs, and that's a lie. But what? Why not come after him for that, man? I mean, you know.
President Trump last night, it became super clear. He is eating, breathing, sleeping, living the presidency every minute of every day. And when he's golfing, it might be the only time he escapes. And yes, he has moments with his family, but this is MJ in his prime.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
First of all,
God, fuck you!
Brendan Dilley, everybody. First of all,
I'm sorry. The dog is upset now.
First of all,
Michael Jordan.
Fake news that Trump spends time with his family. Let's back up on that claim that he's working hard and even he golfs a little bit. And of course, he spends time with his family. I want citations of him spending any time with any of his family.
He's not Michael Jordan, man. It's just the dumbest fucking shit ever. Maybe Michael Jordan's baseball. Not even that.
But this is MJ in his prime.
Fuck
all right. This is prime Michael Jordan. This is prime Tom Brady. This is prime Joe Montana. This is prime Gretzky. The other thing I want to point out, nuanced about President Trump, his brain moves super fast.
This isn't a cult at all, is it? I mean, you can't. I need to apologize to the Trumpists for calling them cult 45ers and things, because this isn't cult-like at all.
And by the way, fuck Tom Brady, that fucking Trumpster. Fuck him.
This cheater. Is prime Gretzky. The other thing I want to point out, nuanced
cheater.
About.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Brady, cheater.
Deflategate.
President Trump, his brain moves super fast. His brain moves super fast. And it jumps around a bit. Maybe a little of that ADD. He is like, do-do-do-do-do-do. His brain is answering and working at a high level, which is why sometimes if you don't know someone who is this way, that is a legitimate high IQ genius with a little of that touch of that ADD kind of going on, his language is going to throw you off, which is why the left, when you take a President Trump...
He's trying to explain why Trump sounds like a moron when he talks.
He's a genius. He transcends... Oh, yeah. Grammar and shit like that. He's
so intelligent,
super
that his language skills are have evolved way beyond ours, and we just can't.
Brendan Dilley,
he really believes this. This is how terrifying. This is the cult. This is Dilley is the cult. There, he's the perfect example of the asshole white male cultist, butt hurt, insecure in his own masculinity, because I'm sure he's way into the whole Trump is a big macho man bullshit.
I don't know. And he uses super all the time. And
super.
If you find super, if everything is super this and super that, find some more adjectives or some shit. I don't fucking know. Super.
A legitimate high IQ genius with a little of that touch of that ADD kind of going on. His language is going to throw you off, which is why the left, when you take a President Trump transcript, It's broken. He speaks in half sentences sometimes. He starts.
We've read plenty of transcripts here, and it's moronic. And then we don't even have to read them. We could just play them. And it doesn't make any more sense when he's speaking than when he is in a transcript.
In the book Fear, right? The book is Fear, where he eats paper. Correct? It's one of them. That's a documented thing by a journalist. And you know, we're talking about
anecdotally.
Anecdotally.
The journalist didn't see him eat paper. He was told that he ate paper.
Do you believe it? I believe it.
I mean, that wouldn't surprise me.
He's eating paper. It's got to be.
We can't let this one get out. Munch.
What is it like? It's our first meeting and we're in the White House and, well, the president just ate a piece of paper.
Transcript. It's broken. He speaks in half sentences sometimes. He starts to say something and then his brain switches gears and he goes straight to another one. They think it's because he's dumb. It's not. It's really shitty of them to say that. It's actually indicative of somebody with a massively high IQ that may have a touch of ADD because his brain is moving at a level that he has to slow the fuck down for the rest of us.
I'm sorry. Well, who is this? Neil deGrasse Tyson? God. But that last part was particularly funny. Yes, slow the fuck down for the rest of us.
They believe this. There are wide swaths of white people that believe what Dilley is saying, that believe that Trump is a genius, that he's five-dimensional chess.
Oh, yes.
He's way ahead of everybody. Just wait, y'all. Just wait.
He's dumb as fuck. And how does anybody tolerate this Dilley? Like being in this, you know, ugh. Going on a road trip with Brendan Dilley. Oh my God, Sinai, please.
Here is this is a short clip, but
yes.
Our favorite one of our favorite new shows, The Mick Files, Christopher McDonald.
Oh God.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I understand that Hillary Clinton may have invented the coronavirus in a lab.
Oh my God.
Remember that one?
Yes.
Here he is with his favorite guest.
Hey, Mark Taylor.
Firefighter prophet Mark Taylor. Here is Mark Taylor's theory on the coronavirus.
Okay.
He probably talks like this. This is Mark Taylor. This voice is Mark Taylor.
And then the guy that talks like this is Christopher McDonald.
God.
We've learned through Q. We've learned through all of these things. All this.
We've learned through Q. Now, I've even seen Q is falling apart, by the way.
Okay.
I don't believe the Q itself has tweeted or has sent any messages in a few months now.
Right.
And the Q, I can't say that. The Q morons.
Are they sad?
Don't say Q-tard. It's bad.
Yeah. Are they sad though?
Sad face. And a lot of them are now starting to question.
It's just not fun anymore.
We've learned through Q. We've learned through all of these things, all this time. We've got the prophetic words that God's given us of what the end result of this is going to be.
We've got the prophetic words that God has given us. And I'm sure for a mere $19.95, you can buy his latest book with the direct prophecies from the Lord.
Is he saying Q is God?
Prophetic words that God's given us of what the end result of this is going to be. I think what they're using, I could be wrong, but they're using this coronavirus as a cover to go in, shut places down, and go in and start making arrests.
So the administration is using the coronavirus. They're going in and they're arresting Obama, and they're going to go arrest Hillary, pretending that they're quarantining them.
Well, I do think that I don't know why
Trump would be like, that's a great idea.
Can I put
Joe Biden in quarantine until after November?
You don't think ICE is not going to be in charge? ICE won't be in charge of quarantine people? And then they'll say,
oh, shit.
Hey, sanctuary cities, you better cooperate. It's Corona.
And just to show you what is going on among the evangelical loons, it's not Faithless Friday, but this is, I think we may have played this guy once before.
Yes.
It's a pastor. So by definition, a fraud.
Yes.
And, Andrew Womack, listen to him whining.
Yeah.
About having to cancel an event.
He
had five government agencies contact us and strongly suggest or request that we cancel because of the coronavirus. And personally, I'm not afraid of that, and it's not going to bother me. I actually heard that there's more people that die from just the normal flu than there are. But, you know, we have to observe this, and if even though I'm operating in faith, and many of the people are, we will have some people come that I can't say what their faith level is, and if they bring this virus.
I can't say. So he's saying if your faith level isn't high enough, you're going to get the corona. And their faith level will protect them from the corona. So all these assholes are going to go and listen to him speak in tongues, listen to his bullshit, and they're going to wave their arms around and sweat on each other and spread it to the rest of us.
Oh, yeah. How do you check a faith level? Rectally?
Say what their faith level is, and if they bring this virus here and people get infected and start an epidemic in the Woodland Park area, and God forbid somebody died,
they'd
blame me. And
so he's like, I'm going to have my big gatherings. I don't care. I got to make money. And if somebody shows up that's not faithful enough and starts spreading the virus, well, that's not my fault.
So if you're not faithful enough, you are more vulnerable to corona?
Yes. And he's saying that he's not going to be blamed for continuing his mega church bullshit during the corona.
Because
it's not his fault if somebody shows up and they're not faithful enough to not catch the virus.
God, you charlatan. You fucking charlatan. That's what this guy is being opportunistic, right?
He's got to make money, Brian.
Oh God, you got money. I guarantee you got enough money, you fuck.
I'm not going to. You're not going to. And he even said the administration. He said the administration is calling him and saying, you know, you shouldn't have your big mega church bullshit with this going on.
Right.
And he's like, nah, it ain't my fault if somebody's not. I got kids. I got to buy into college.
I got to buy a jet.
Have a great day, everybody. Let's do this again tomorrow.
Corona.
I'm sure we'll be talking about corona again tomorrow.
Yeah.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. We'll find out what happened on the big election today. We may have a presumptive nominee. We may not. Crabdiving.com, blah, blah, blah. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Go to his Twitter, his Instagram, his Facebook, Radar Comedy, or his website for his schedule, RadarComedy.com.
It's all the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Talk to you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great one.
Had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.